This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was quite the hue and cry on Twitter at the beginning of the week. People up in arms about Uber, the car service, and the price of a ride. Specifically, them charging more when there is more demand. On New Year's Eve, for instance, where a car rides, it's usually, I don't know, $20, ends up costing you maybe $100. Or in this specific case, raising prices in bad weather, as it did last week on the East Coast. Harvard Business Professor Nancy Kane joins us every couple of weeks or so to talk about stuff. Nancy, it's good to have you back.
Always a pleasure, Kai.
Uber and other companies call this surge pricing. American consumers call it price gouging. Is there middle ground here somewhere?
I don't think so. I think this is price.
All right. Thanks for coming on.
I think this is price gouging. I think, you know, they have a long, complicated and, you know, theoretically correct explanation for it about supply and demand.
Right.
But consumer behavior and brand loyalty and collective senses of fairness and, you know, decisions about when to hail a taxi or push the button on your iPhone don't hinge on theoretical models.
Maybe we should lay out the market dynamics here, right? Their theory is that only by charging higher prices and thus letting drivers profit more can we get them out in a snowstorm like there was last weekend in New York City. And thus those prices are justified because it helps meet the demand and it gets people on the road. It gets drivers on the road.
And, you know, again, that I think makes very good, very pristine, economic, logical sense. But a minimum ride cost $175 in New York last week. And I was standing there on Madison Avenue. We were thinking about getting in an Uber car. So to go a block up from, say, Madison and 57th to Madison and 58th would have cost my colleague and I $175.
Right.
I'm sorry. Right. That is way above what it takes to get drivers, many of whom are, you know, otherwise unoccupied limo drivers, on the streets and in their town cars.
How much of the public's reaction to this, though, is our affinity for stability in prices? We want to know what something's going to cost and when it's going to cost.
Right. And when we want it to fluctuate, we want it to fluctuate
right.
downward.
In our
Thank
favor.
You very
That's right.
much.
That's right.
No question. That's operating here. No question. On the other hand, it's not like we haven't encountered differentials in prices around heavy usage or high demand. Here, Uber, in a sense, has all the power. And so the rich, the very rich,
right.
get access and the rest of us don't. I think that's where the insult to fairness and where the upset about fluctuation comes.
Sustainable as a business model, do you think?
Absolutely not. I mean, we're living, remember, Kai, in an age where consumer rage and consumer reaction has lighter fluid underneath
yeah.
the fire,
yeah.
right? I really think Travis Kalanick is playing with fire here. Yeah.
The CEO. Nancy Kane at the Harvard Business School. Nancy, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Kai.